crank it up. It's time for Audibles on Afternoons Live with Tyler Axness.
Every week at this very time, Audibles, brought to you by Don's Car Wash, could put a smile on your car and on your face, but you can't win if you don't play. Can't play if you don't text who you think's going to win to 35270. If you're just joining us, here's this week's contestants. Abby Miller, welcome back. Rusty Halverson.
No, hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Everybody can say hello. We got time.
Hi.
Jake, hi.
Fire.
Fire.
Yeah. I'll just say that each time.
Yeah, if you text in fire, that counts. And Mandy from Y94.
Hi.
First time playing?
First timer.
You've already
good.
Got guests. Here's what I like. I'm watching as these names come pouring in. Mandy, get. Oh, okay. Well, now that's ruined. I say everybody's got votes, including a newbie Mandy, except for Jake. Jake, you got a last minute entry here.
Fire. Fire.
I'm glad that Jake still gets texts, though. I mean, I'm not one to speak, but
still gets texts.
I still get
some texts.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. Even
okay.
though.
And then
he just doesn't. Always answer
well,
stuff.
Well, Jake likes to throw his name out there and then panic as the countdown ensues.
I lose my train of thought and I go.
Sometimes I'll try to sing the song or maybe dance around the answer.
It's a hard game.
It's intense. It's intense because Eric Johnson puts together the game and then he starts counting you down. And for whatever reason, panic ensues.
Or maybe Jake, a week that you'll win will be a week that nobody texts your name in, because that happened
that
to me.
That does, yeah. Oh. Nobody
don't text in. Yeah.
Can you tell that's really lingered with Abby? That, geez, there's one week everybody's rooting for you,
no
but nobody
people,
thought you were
going
to win.
Literally no one had any faith in me. I usually don't have faith in myself, so it's understandable. But
now, last week's winner was Gwen, who is...
She was a guest star.
Yeah, guest star. We use star loosely around here.
I'm
guessing
she's probably listening. She's listening. Just basking in the fame.
I know, and she is probably kicking pebbles right now. But congratulations to Gwen, because she came back and dominated last week. So that means it's all up in the air, Eric.
That is true. It is time to play Audibles. I'll go through the rules a little slower than normally because we have a new contestant in here.
Because of me.
A direct shot at you, man.
Okay. Not a shot. Right. It's a good opportunity to reset the rules for the listeners. I've got five categories over here with four pieces of audio in each category. We do scaled scoring. So if you can identify the correct answer on the first piece of audio, you get 4 points. Second piece, 3 points, and so on. You'll ring in with your name. That's all determine who gets to go first. If you answer incorrectly inside of any category, you're eliminated from the rest of that category. Back in on the next one. The most recent winner in studio is Tyler Axness.
Yeah, that's right.
So he will get to select the first category.
Okay.
After that, whoever gets the correct answer will select the next category. We will tally it up at the end and see who's on top. Tyler, is standard five, movie, song, actor, TV show, and character.
Let's go with movie, Eric.
Movie. Audio clip number one.
Spirit's willing, but the rest of me, they're beautiful, aren't they?
What?
Movie. Audio clip number two.
Hey, guys. My apartment isn't anywhere near here. It's not even on the same island.
Days. Months. Years. Always face it forward.
Movie. Audio clip number three.
And here, red letter from last night. We had an unauthorized landing somewhere in upstate New York. Kay, keep your ears open on this one. We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Rusty.
Tyler was first.
Men in Black.
That is correct.
You are correct. It was indeed. The Men in Black.
MIB for you.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all in the groove. Mandy's feeling it now.
All right.
Mandy's ready.
Yeah. Everybody loves a pug dog.
Tyler, Pugs. On the board with 2 points. Four categories remaining. Would you like song, actor, TV show, or character?
Let's go with character.
Character. Fictional character. Audio clip. Number one.
That's me. I could be wrong. Maybe it's a terrible tragedy.
Character.
That was so quick.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Audio clip.
The first
number
clip's
two.
Tough, Mandy.
Look, the people you are after are the people you depend on. We cook your meals.
Mandy.
We haul your trash.
Mandy.
We connect your call.
Roger Rabbit. Roger Rabbit is what I meant. okay.
Incorrect.
That's a good guess.
You shoot your shot.
Mandy eliminated from the rest of the character category. I will replay the audio clip in,
wow.
in full.
Okay, okay.
Can we start from clip one?
Character.
Mandy, you can no longer
no.
guess.
Character.
Right.
Audio clip number two.
Look, the people you are after are the people you depend on. We cook your meals. We haul your trash. We connect your calls. We drive your ambulances. We guard you while you sleep.
Rusty.
Rusty.
It's Brad Pitt as the crazy guy in that one show.
That's everything but his name on the character.
Rusty eliminated from the rest
Mandy's
of the category.
Mandy is frustrated.
Ooh, I know it. This is so
character.
Hard.
I do too, but I don't know his name.
Audio clip number three.
You're looking for a way to change your life. You could not do this on your own. All the ways you wish you could be, that's me. I look like you want to look. I am smart, capable, and most importantly, I'm free in all the ways that you are not. Oh, no.
And finally.
Everyone looks stressed.
I know.
But the name.
Audio clip number four.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club. The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
I was right the first time.
Second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop.
Tyler.
Tyler.
No, okay.
Five. four.
Robert Paulson. Is his name Robert Paulson?
Nope.
Roger Anybody
Rabbit.
Else? Five.
Roger Rabbit.
Four.
Roger.
Three.
Mandy might know.
Two.
No, just no Fight
one.
Club.
Mandy, what is it?
Brad Pitt and Fight Club. That's
very handsome
this is
Brad Pitt.
Especially amusing to me because the character's name is Tyler Durden.
Durden.
Oh!
Tyler Durden.
And he sells soap.
Tyler Durden. There was a Robert Paulson. Right?
That was Meatloaf's character.
Oh, yeah. Meatloaf was in that movie.
All right, no points awarded on character.
Okay.
Tyler maintains control
there
of the board.
There are so many people angry at the radio screaming the name of Tyler
boy.
Durden right there.
Tyler Durden!
Would you like a song, actor, or TV show?
Let's go with song, please.
Song. Song. So, Mandy, these are all covers of the same song. So
okay.
You're looking for the title of the song, not the artist, just the title of the song. Song, audio clip, number one. Song, audio clip number two. Song, audio clip number three.
The ice we skate, skin pretty thin. Water's great and warm, so you might as well swim. The world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored.
Abby.
Oh,
Abby.
No.
All Star.
That
is correct. Oh. I had to go through so many lyrics in my head.
Yeah, that was hard. The actual name.
Okay. Tyler was also, I could see Tyler in the corner of my eyes.
I was
like,
singing,
I have to beat him.
Singing, yeah.
Tyler was trying so close.
I couldn't remember, is it All Star or Rock Star? And I got froze.
Yeah.
I froze.
Indeed, yeah. The classic by the band Smash Mouth.
Now,
I like how
see,
slow
what's
that
the
second
one
was.
Version that if Blink 182
it
had
was
written
indeed,
All-Star?
It was indeed if Blink 182 had written. Okay. Also, there was an All-Star wedding march, which I found amusing.
Yeah.
That was
yes. Yes, because
the thing I've always wanted to walk down the aisle
to. Let's spend all eternity together by All-Star of Smash Mouth.
Now, the couple of first cuts, I thought it was Beethoven.
Yeah. It was very piano heavy. Yeah. Very
wow.
piano heavy.
He did Fancy. Dabble in All-Star.
There's a little ode to joy in there. I could hear what he's listening to. All right, here's where we sit. Abby and Tyler, 2 points. Nobody else has scored, but we still have
great.
Two categories remaining. Plenty of points available. Abby, in control, would you like actor or TV show?
TV show.
TV show. TV show. Audio clip number one.
Then don't. Boom!
Shut him right down. I have heard so much talking from you. I don't want to hear your fat mouth say anything else.
Wow.
I got a little panic there for aggressive. A moment.
Yeah. TV show. Audio clip number two.
Northwestern. I studied semiotics, wrote a thesis on narrative forms in the digital world. It started as satire, and, you know, we snowballed to where
Abby.
We are today.
Oh.
I mean, I know it's
Abby?
A silly thing to do.
Parks and Rec.
That is yes! Correct.
Wow.
I thought, wow, okay.
I know my part.
Like the League. That's what I was thinking.
The fact you used the same voice.
Different voices. First one was Jason Mustakas. Second one was Nick Kroll.
Okay,
but that was
both Nick
that
Kroll.
Was the path I was trying to lead you down.
Yes,
the league.
Dang. That is a great show, by the way. If you have not watched The League, when Rafi appears in the second season, it is gold. Rafi bomb. Talk about an entrance.
Yeah, Rafi is pure chaos. So here's where we sit.
So that was Parks and Rec for everybody's.
It right? was
not
indeed
the
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec was the correct answer for TV show, and we've got one category remaining. Here's where we sit. Abby is in the lead with 5 points.
Go, girl.
Thank
Tyler
you.
In second with 2, meaning you need 3 for the tie, 4 for the clean win.
Literally anyone answer.
Nobody else can
other
win.
Other than Tyler.
But if anyone besides Tyler gets the correct answer, Abby is this week's winner.
Mandy, keep that in mind. I invited you
Jake,
here.
Jake, out of my way.
Final
hands.
Okay. Final category. Actor. Audio clip number 1.
And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like
Mandy.
Dandy.
What? I think it's
5.
Jennifer Lawrence.
That.
Wow!
Sealing the victory for.
That was amazing.
That will never happen again.
Jake, you're back there. Can you take that knife out of my bag? Please.
The fact that, especially the look on Mandy's face when she answered, gave the, like, kind of a clueless vibe.
Thank you, Abby. Yes.
What do you want from Roger Rabbit for character? Okay, we're setting up
Jennifer Lawrence on the first clue.
Okay, but I still won. That's exciting.
I was going to win. Thank you, Mandy. Thinking Scarlett Johansson, so I would have been wrong anyway. So there you go.
See, you needed me.
Good job, Mandy. That's not acknowledge Abby Miller at all.
Good job, man. That was really impressive, but
and
I still
for
won.
The person that the texted assist. Seconds ago, Abby, you are far too late to enter this contest.
Oh my gosh, Abby, I went right.
After the winner.
I hope that was
announced.
Gwen.
Yeah,
trying to get a car wash.
Well, for all of you that chose Abby, one of you is going to get a text back from me. Congratulations, you won the works. From
all
Don's Car Wash. Yeah, all the fans, all the groupies for Abby Miller, producer of News and Views. Congratulations.
I think you should have Mandy back anytime.
Yeah, I think so too. Yep.
Okay. That's done.
It's done.
It's
write
that
it down.
Easy. It is that easy to get into Audibles.
For begging people, please come. Come play this game. Let's get you caught up with some of these messages. Mandy, it's been fun. Jake, thank you. Rusty. It's been real.
It's always good to talk to Jake.
Abby, congratulations. Welcome back. I'll clean up the rest of these texts.
Thank you, Tyler.
The rest of these text messages, not about Audibles, but about an audit when we come back here on KFGO.